is Clifton Brown, who is the Baltimore Ravens insider for Comcast Sportsnet. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Brown.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. How's it going down there in Ravens training camp?
Going okay. It's been a little hot, like it has been a lot of places, but getting some good work in there. They have a night practice tonight, so far they're looking pretty good.
Yeah? Well, that's what we like to hear. So let's jump right into it. We know that the Baltimore Ravens have been a stable franchise and consistent franchise over the last decade or so. And, you know, last year was a little bit of a disappointing year, the first time in the John Harbaugh and Joe Flacco era where the team failed to make the playoffs. And we know that they dealt with key injuries such as Joe Flacco going out early in the year, star defensive player Terrell Suggs going out, you know, Steve Smith, wide receiver, going out with major injuries. We know that, you know, they made a lot of key summer signings. This year, signing wide receiver Mike Wallace, getting safety Eric Weddle from the Chargers, signing tight end Benjamin Watson, with a few key losses as well, you know, losing Haloti Ngata and wide receiver, you know, Torrey Smith. So, you know, with that being said, what is the feel and the expectations, you know, that the Ravens have for themselves, you know, covering them at training camp, you know, going into this season? With everything that happened yet last year, which was a pretty surprising year for them.
Well, I think most people would say the Ravens are better than last year. They'll do better than 5-11. The question right. is whether they've gotten good enough to get back into the playoffs again. They're in a tough division. Both the Steelers and Bengals should be good teams. So, you know, winning the AFC North or even finishing higher than second in the AFC North is going to be a challenge. And then they still do have a lot of question marks regarding players they lost last year. I mean, Joe Flacco has been in camp looking great. His left knee doesn't look like it's giving him any problems. Been practicing every day, no swelling, no limping. So that's a good place to start. But Terrell Suggs is still on the PUP list. Nobody's seen him play since week one last year. You know, at age, going to be 34 in October, can Suggs, when he does come back, be the same pass rusher he's always been. Steve Smith, not in camp either, 37 years old, coming off the Achilles injury. You know, I'm never one to say Steve Smith can't do anything, but can he really be the Steve Smith we've always seen in the NFL at this age, coming off that injury? So, and then Breshad Perriman, who the rookie wide receiver who played, who missed all of last season, still hasn't played an NFL game. He also has a knee injury. Ravens don't expect him back on the field to at least mid-August. So are they going to get anything from Perriman this year? So with all those question marks, you know, it's hard to say, oh, the Ravens are going to be a contender again, because so much depends on how those players look after they come back.
And let's focus on the quarterback position. We talked about Joe Flacco. We remember back in 2012, Joe Flacco got hot in the playoffs. They won the Super Bowl, and he got that fat, big million-dollar contract in years and years on. No. So right now, though, in camp, is there still trust that Joe Flacco can get it done, or is there any possibility they might be looking somewhere else?
No, Joe Flacco is the Ravens quarterback from now into the foreseeable future, not only because of the type of money they're paying him, but because, you know, he's a guy you know you can win Super Bowl with. You know, people talk about whether he's a leader or not. You know, he is not, you know, one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the NFL, if you want to rank him. But he is a guy who has proven time and again that he plays his best football in clutch situations. He has a 10-5 career playoff record. He's been a Super Bowl MVP. There are a lot of guys, in my opinion, you know, who he's compared to or talked about, you know, like, you know, Matt Ryan and Tony Romo, to name a couple, who don't have Flacco's playoff resume, don't have Super Bowl rings, and if I have a game I have to win, I'd rather have Joe Flacco than those guys. So the Ravens know what Flacco can do in pressure situations. They've upgraded the, you know, receiving core and the weapons around him over last year, and I think that this could be Joe Flacco's best year if he stays healthy. Mm-hmm. I think giving him increased weapons, another year with the same offensive coordinator, Mark Trestman, which has been a rarity for the Ravens. They've had five or six different ones since Flacco's been here.
Right.
I think all those things point in Flacco's favor to having his best year. And he's not as consistent as you'd like to see him during the regular season. If he gets back in the playoffs, everybody knows what he can do in those situations.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. I don't think he's gotten the credit that he's earned over the last few years. And he's had a lot of help over the last few years for the Ravens. You know, they've had a vaunted defense that's kind of had his back, and he hasn't been asked to do as much over the last few years up until now. So let's kind of talk about that for a second. We know that the Ravens over the years has been known for their defense. Leaders such as like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, who's still on the team, have been the identity of what the Ravens have been about ever since the beginning of the 21st century, and we know that those names are not around anymore. So what do you see as the new identity for this Baltimore Ravens team going into next year? Are they going to be more of an offensive team, maybe more of a passing team, maybe a more fast-paced team? What do you see as their, you know, identity moving forward?
Yeah, well, over the last two or three years, there's no question the Ravens have evolved from being, you know, a team that was known for its defense with, you know, Ray Lewis, you mentioned Ed Reed, Nada, to now being a team that has made a transition where the offense has to carry more of the load. But, you know, it's still really important for the Ravens to have a solid defense, and that's something they haven't had the last, you know, few years. Certainly last year, gave up way too many big plays, you know, really weren't a defense that could get off the field on third down. So they loaded up on defense, you know, during the draft. Camille Correa, second-round linebacker, they drafted from Boise State. He has a real chance to start an inside linebacker next to C.J. Mosley. I think getting Weddle was important to kind of be the leader of the secondary. They gave up way too many big plays last year simply because guys were out of position, not necessarily because they were getting beaten. So I think Weddle's going to be important. The Darius Webb is switching from corner to safety. So right now, Weddle and Webb would be the starting safety tandem, which the Ravens feel will be an upgrade over what they had last year. So, you know, if they can rush the passer, it's still going to be big that Suggs and Duberville can stay healthy and get pressure on the quarterback, and then some of the younger guys help them out some. But, yeah, the Ravens feel if they have a good to excellent defense, they're definitely a playoff team. But they've definitely got to be, you know, a defense this year that creates more turnovers and gets off the field, or else they may fall short of making the playoffs.
Okay, and now I want to talk about the signing of Mike Wallace. Now, we haven't seen the Ravens have a receiver that can just go over the top, quick speed, since Smith has left. Yes. So, now my question to you is, how much of an impact do you think Mike Wallace can have?
Well, I think it's important that Wallace plays well. I mean, he was a deep threat in Pittsburgh playing with Ben Roethlisberger, but ever since he left the Steelers and went to both Miami and Minnesota, he has not been the same player. So Wallace believes that playing with a quarterback like Flacco will allow him to revert back to what he was in Pittsburgh when he played his best football. That could be true. We will find out this year. And if Perriman, you know, can't get on the field, then Wallace becomes more important. They did draft a wide receiver from Cincinnati in the fourth round, Chris Moore, who has looked good in training camp, who does have speed. He could emerge as a playmaker for them this year, too. But, yeah, there's no question that the Ravens are hoping that Wallace can be a deep threat, even if he doesn't make a lot of plays himself, can stretch the field so that their tight ends and other wide receivers can work underneath. So Wallace has looked pretty good so far in camp, but I think it is, you know, the jury's still out on whether he's the Mike Wallace that we saw in Pittsburgh or whether he's the Mike Wallace